Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege that I have to speak His precious word. What a joy it is today to be saved, to be born again, and know that Christ is my Savior, and that He saved me. He sealed me with His Holy Spirit of promise until the day of redemption. He's got a hold on me. I'm in His hand. I tell you, I'm in the grips of His hands, and the devil can't change that today. He would like to, but he can't. He can't get under the blood. He'd have to get under the blood to get me. If he gets under the blood, he'd be a saved devil. And that devil's not going to get to heaven. He's not going to be saved. I tell you, he's forever lost. He's gonna burn forever. And the judgment day is coming for the devil, Satan, and all of his angels, and all that reject the Lord Jesus Christ. There's judgment days coming. There's going to be a judgment of sin, whether it's saved or unsaved. There's going to be the judgment seat of Christ for everyone that's saved, that's been saved, been born again. They all going to stand. We all that are saved are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. That's those that are saved, those that have been born again. And we're going to be judged by what we did, how we lived, what we did with the Lord's work that He commissioned us to do. How we lived and what we did, how we would go out, or would we win souls, or would we run after our flesh. The judgment seat of Christ, that's for the believer. And then there's the white throne judgment, which is for the unsaved. The unsaved, those that have never been saved and born again, those that are without God, that rejected the Lord Jesus. That's the white throne judgment. And the Bible said the sea give up their dead, and those that were... The Bible said that death and hell was delivered up and all that. And the Bible said they were judged. And that's what happens. It's going to come that day, that judgment day, when we all going to be judged. But I'm thankful to know that I am saved. I'm eternally saved. And I know I'm going to heaven. But I'm going to give an account for how I live and what I do. And knowing that I am eternally saved, that doesn't give me a license to sin or do what I want to do and run the way I want to run. But I tell you what it does for me is that when I got saved, it put a love in my heart. It put a desire in me to live for God, to please the Lord. I love Him. I want to please Him. I have no desire to run in sin. He took the pleasure. He took that out of me, that desire to run in sin. He took it out. It was just a pleasure for sin for a season. Did not satisfy me. I tell you, it was just a little pleasure for the flesh. But He took me and brought me out of that. And I'm glad that He did. But I tell you, when I got saved, I wanted to run to God. I wasn't running from Him. I was running to Him. And I love Him today. And I'm thankful that I'm saved. And I just want to get closer and cleaner. I just want to be more like Him. I want to win souls. I want to help those that can't help themselves. Those that are blinded by the devil, the god of this world. I tell you, I want to share the good news of the glorious gospel with them. Whether it's by the way of radio, or if it's by a way of going and visiting the facility they are in, or my family, or just speaking to someone in the grocery store, wherever it may be, I'm ready to tell them about Jesus. I want to tell them about my God and my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that saved me and redeemed me from sin. I mean, He redeemed me, reconciled me. He brought me back to God. I was born in sin and shaven iniquity, and I went forth speaking lies. I was a sinner by birth, and I was a sinner. I become a sinner by choice, and I was lost and hell bound. But I'm glad He saved me, and He dealt with me and loved me. And then He called me to preach when I was 19 years old. He called me to preach. He was dealing with me about calling and preaching the Word of God. And I'm glad that He did. And I'm glad I took heed to that call. And I tell you, I'm trying to fulfill that. I want to really preach the Word of God with spirit and with power. I want the Word of God to get down and really convict you. And I want the Holy Spirit to use me. He might really deal with your heart today. And I know that's what it takes. I know I can't do it. I tell you, there's no way. I have no power to save whatsoever. But the one that's in me, it lives inside me. The one that God I serve does. And if I yield to Him, He'll use me as a vessel that He may reach those that are darkened and down in sin. And I tell you, that's what He's trying to do today. He's trying to deal with you. He's calling you. He's speaking to you to fall on your face. Come to Him. Quit running from Him and run to Him. Quit running after sin and start running to God. I mean, start confessing your sin. The Bible said if you'll repent of your sins, He'll forgive you. If you'll call upon Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and I tell you, God will forgive you. Be sorry that you sinned against Him. Be willing to give up your sin. And He'll save you. And He'll make you a new creature in Christ. He'll give you power over sin. He'll give you power, the Bible said, when you get saved. And I tell you, He takes that desire out of you to run after the things that you are into today. He'll take it out of you, no matter how strong it is, how deep it is. He can do it. I mean, He's a God of all. He's a God of miracles. I mean, He can take that desire out of you. He'll take that dope right out of you. You won't have to worry about going to some kind of rehab or some type of meetings that they'll try to help you. And when you all, I tell you, when He saves you, when He delivers you from something, you are delivered. And I tell you, He'll take that desire out of you, and then you will start running to Him. And that's my prayer today, that you get born again, that you get saved, and that you come to know Him as your personal Savior. I'm not talking about church membership. Most of the world today, the church world, they join a church. That's what they've been taught. You just confess this prayer. You say this prayer, and you just got yourself saved. And you join this church, and you put you on the roll there. The little letter, we'll give the letter of the church, and you get baptized in the water, so forth, go the way of religion, and you're all right. But see, that's not the way of salvation. It comes by all right with a prayer. It does. It comes with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, one calling on the name of Jesus out of the depths of their soul. It's not a model prayer. It's not something that, it don't have to be a type of, some type of model prayer. What it is when your heart is crying out to God, when you're really sorrowful and you're really broke and willing to turn, from your sin and turn to God. I tell you, He knows what your heart is saying. There's people that I know that's been gotten saved and they never said anything with their mouth. They never said anything outwardly. It was from within. Their heart was so broke and crushed that, I tell you, it was doing the praying. They couldn't even put it in words. All they could do was weep and just call on the Lord, just weeping within because they needed help and they wanted mercy and they didn't know how to really to put it into words. But the Lord knew what their heart was saying and He saved them. And that's what He's talking about. It's got to come from the depths of your soul. And when you do, I tell you what a joy it is, how quickly it comes. I tell you, salvation is free. Jesus paid the price, and you have nothing to bring. There's nothing you can come and bargain with God about. You are born in sin and shame and iniquity. You cannot come and say, Lord, these are my works. I've done good. I've spoken in your name. I've done this. I started churches. I've done this. I've taught Sunday school. I did all these different things for you, Lord, and think you're going to be justified, but not so. That's not the way it is. He said, depart from me, you works of iniquity, I never knew you. You got to come to Him with that sincere heart, that broken heart, and being sorrowful that you sin against Him. And when you do, that's when you get saved. Then you will do the work of God. Then you will join a church. Then you will go out and do what He's told you to do and start churches if that's His will for your life, or put you in the song ministry if that's what He puts you into, and being a evangelist or a pastor, whatever it is. There's different members that make up the body, and He calls different ones, and we don't all have the same gifts, and we don't all have the same service there as far as what God's called us to do, but He did call us all that are saved to witness and to testify and to win the lost. And we have that. I tell you, we have what we need to share it with them. I tell you, we know the way. We've been there. And I'm looking forward to souls being saved. I have some people that's been listening to me that I believe some's gotten saved. I do believe that. And I believe I'm going to see them in heaven. I may not see them down here. I may never cross paths with them here. But I know that I'll see them in heaven because that's what the Lord said. We're going to know. And I tell you, His work is not void, and it's not going to come back void, but it's going to stand. And I know if we do what we're supposed to do, God will do the rest. I know He's the one that speaks. He's the one that's dealing with hearts. He's the one that's calling you. He's the one that's beckoning you and drawing you. You feel him tugging at your heart's door, and you feel begin to think about yourself and get sorrowful about yourself, about where you're at and things that are going on, and to get sorry that you sin. I tell you, that's the way to salvation. You got to follow that and just seek him above everything. The Bible said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call him while it's near. We know God is ever present. He's everywhere. God knows everything. But you got to seek him when the Spirit of God is dealing with you, when he is drawing you. You can't reject that. You cannot turn aside and say, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. You must come when he bids you come, or you won't be able to come at all. There's going to come a time when you could send away your day of grace, when God won't deal with you again. He don't owe us anything. But he will deal with every man, woman, boy, and girl. He will deal with you. But now, how many times that he will continue to deal with you, I don't know. I know he's a long-suffering God, a loving God. But I hope and pray that you do not send away your day of grace. I hope and pray that you'll seek him now. If he's dealing with you now, this is the time, this is the place to fall on your face. Fall on your face and call on him and talk it all over with him. And I promise you, he'll understand you. Every situation's different. We all have different things that we go through. We all in our lives may be going through some things. But God knows about them all. And he knows how to deal with each and every one of us separately, personally. And he knows our case. There's nothing he don't know. And I tell you, he's just waiting on you. He's already paid the price. He's already died for your sin. He has already made the atonement. And he's just waiting for you to come to him, to accept him, to receive him into your heart, repent of your sin. And he's done it all already. He'll save you. He will seal you with the Holy Spirit of promise until the day of redemption. That means if the Holy Spirit seals you to the day of redemption, you can't be lost. You can't lose what he gives you. You can't lose your salvation. Because once he saves you, he seals you. And the devil can't break the seal. Nothing can break the seal. Sin can't. Nothing can. There's nothing in this day or tomorrow. Nothing that can ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's nothing, neither death nor life, nor things present nor the things to come. There's nothing. He's perfected forever them that are sanctified. He's perfected our spirit. I mean, he saved us. He sealed us. And I tell you, our inner man is brand new. We're still housed in the outward man. We're still living in the flesh. Because our bodily change hadn't come yet. But one day it's going to come. He's going to change this old vile body into a glorious body. I'm going to have a heavenly body. And in that time, I won't be tempted by sin. I won't be tempted by the devil. I tell you, I won't be making any mistakes anymore. Because I will have the new body. I'll be in the body. Thank God for that. I've already witnessed the redemption of my soul. I've already been resurrected. On the inside, I'm talking about my spirit. I've been resurrected. I was dead in trespasses and sin, but he quickened me and made me alive. That is my inner man. But yet, there's still going to come a time where I'm going to witness, we that are saved, the redemption of our body. We're going to witness that. We're going to have a brand new body to live in heaven with. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But flesh and bone will, because the spirit will be the life flow of the body. I see today that my time's quickly come and gone. My prayer to God is today that you'd get saved, that you seek him now as he's dealing with you. Don't push him off. Fall on your face. Get by yourself and call upon the name of Jesus. And I promise you'll say, my time's gone. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name and amen.